it was popular in the music. So if you were like a rock musician, and you know, to hate disco or and some of the pop rock that was going on there, and it wasn't. Looking back now, it really wasn't as bad. Like for example, I remember whatever year was when Frampton Came Alive, like sold a trillion copies, and we're like, oh man, that stuff's so lame. I listened to it now, and actually, those are pretty good songs. I think it was part of it was it was. And we weren't doing it consciously, but it was just kind of fashionable. It was more, it was more, not respectable necessarily, but it was just, we thought it was better music that was coming out of the more obscure type of music outlets at the time, whether being pre-internet, but even on any underground radio that was going on, or any time to be independent radios, that was the stuff that we were listening to, as opposed to the quote-unquote commercial radio at the time. And there would be a few local stations that would either have, you know, late Saturday night shows that would highlight local bands like the reruns, and you know, do interviews. Russ Gibb, who passed away recently, even in that area, had maintained that he had at least one show, I remember, at the time, too, that he really did a nice job of trying to support all of the bands on the Detroit scene. That was pretty cool.